This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers may order a study of law enforcement responses to protests and whether officers need better training on protecting First Amendment rights and ensuring peaceful demonstrations. The measure comes after activists were outraged over how Denver and other local police departments responded to last summer's protests over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and Elijah McClain in Aurora. A bill to require more aggressive action on climate change is stalled in the state Senate. As CPR Sam Brash reports, one reason is the fate of Colorado's largest power plant.
The Comanche Generating Station towers over Pueblo, Colorado. Xcel Energy plans to retire its last unit in 2040. Local officials worry the legislation could force the coal-fired power plant to close sooner, costing jobs and tax revenue. State Senate President Leroy Garcia is a Democrat who represents Pueblo.
That's one of the big sticking points, right? And you know, there's a lot of different ways in which we can work to solve this challenge.
Governor Polis has threatened to veto an initial version of the bill. It's unclear if or when lawmakers will detail plans to overhaul it. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The town of Crestone at the base of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains has been named an international dark sky community. Local leaders provided funding for residents to update streetlights and improve their light pollution. The town's high elevation, low humidity, and distance from major cities means that the stars are unusually clear and visible at night. It's the fourth city in Colorado to earn the designation. This is CPR News.